The Jasper Sky Tram began its 2024 season Friday, March 21, after closing early last summer due to wildfire. While the Jasper wildfire burned much of the Whistler's mountainside, the aerial tramway was largely unharmed, with only its cables and the station's coolers full of spoiled food having to be replaced. The fire came up that slope towards the tram, and so some of the infrastructure was exposed to it, Stuart Back, chief operating officer of the Banff Jasper Collection by Pursuit. There was not too much visible damage, but it did take some work to get it back ready to open for this spring. Located within Jasper National Park, just south of the townsite, the Jasper Sky Tram takes visitors to an elevation of 2,263 meters where they can explore Whistler's Peak and take in the panoramic views. It runs seasonally from late March to the end of October. Back acknowledged the wildfire had made changes to the landscape but noted it would result in new wildflowers and regrowth around Jasper National Park, and the landscape would continue to be breathtaking. And the Jasper Sky Tram has those incredible, broad views, so it gives people a chance to see not just the Jasper townsite and the immediate effects of the fire but all across the national park, he said. That is an enduring experience that guests will be enjoying for many years to come. At this time of year, snow still blankets the peak and likely won't melt until June, with high winds compounding the frigid temperatures. Visitors should dress appropriately and can rent snowshoes at the upper station. Additionally, the upper station has an upstairs restaurant where visitors can warm up and eat lunch. Spring in the Rockies means there's still snow around up on the mountains, and so there's still skiing to do, but that also means if you can access the upper mountain areas that the Jasper Sky Tram gives the guests the benefit of, then they can still explore, Back said. And a beautiful, sunny day in the spring in Jasper can be even more breathtaking than the summer vistas, often. Last summer, Parks Canada approved the $25 million purchase of the Sky Tram by VIAD, the U.S. parent company of Pursuit. It was previously owned by the same company that runs the Marmot Basin Ski Resort. The Sky Tram's leadership team, including general manager Todd Noble, remains the same. Some critics have expressed concern about VIAD's ownership of multiple attractions in Banff and Jasper National Parks, with one competitor accusing the U.S. company of monopolistic practices. Back stated Pursuit was proud of the experiences it offers in the Rockies and that Jasper was unique as a destination. "We really feel that this Jasper Tram experience stands alone, and so we're very confident in the success of the experience that can be delivered there and how it can reflect the authenticity of Jasper," he said. Pursuit has committed to a full reinvestment of the Jasper Sky Tram and intends to replace 60-year-old infrastructure, subject to approval from Parks Canada. "When we do that, we believe that we can really continue to elevate the experience and make sure that the Jasper Sky Tram is authentically Jasper but also something that continues to excite visitors to come to Jasper and really experience the national park," Back said. Based on early bookings, Back said there was real excitement for visiting Jasper from guests around the world, although factors such as fewer campsites and hotel rooms following the wildfire will affect the local economy. He added Pursuit and other tourism companies have collectively pledged $5.5 million toward Jasper's recovery. "We're really committed to Jasper's long-term growth and recovery, and so we're focused on making sure this summer is as successful as it can be for Jasper, making sure that the message out there is that we're open, and we're ready to welcome visitors back," he said.